It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. Sorry, I'm a little bit scatterbrained. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey, and we have a wonderful guest who is here with us for this half hour to talk about Silver Sea Cruises, and that is Laura Buckley. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
Thank awesome. You. It's great to be here.
Laura Buckley is the Area Sales Director for Northern California for Silver Sea Cruises. And we've talked about Silver Sea before, but it's always fun to have you back in and to really get into Silver Sea and this idea of ultra luxury. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by ultra luxury?
Sure. And I thought it was a good idea if we talk about that, because the term can mean a lot of different things to different people.
Right.
You know, when Silver Sea launched, we launched in 1994. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary. And I think back then the term luxury and ultra luxury really was more tied into material things, ostentatious opulence.
Sure.
You know, Rolex watches and fancy cars, and all of that. The lifestyles
of
the rich and
everything.
Famous. Yes, exactly. Well, things have changed, and sure. You know, we've changed. The consumer has changed, and now I think luxury more people who have the means to travel. Luxury means they expect personalized service. Mm-hmm. They value experiences, authentic, exclusive, simple experiences over material things.
Right.
And so in the 25 years of Silver Sea, we have changed a few things, but the things that we've kept that are consistent are the all-inclusive aspects, so that our guests don't have to worry about a thing.
Right.
So all gratuities, all beverages on board. Typically on a cruise, you have to pay extra for those things. That's all included. But every room on every one of our ships is are suites. Mm, so mm-hmm. Very spacious, spacious walk-in closets, marble baths, and the service. You know, the personalized service is a key to that term luxury. We have, as you remember, we have butlers for
yes.
every guest on board, and that allows us to deliver a higher level of service.
Yeah, and it's those sort of unexpected touches, right, that maybe a butler would do for you. So not just normally, you know, oh, I would like room service, or, you know, can you take my laundry and make sure that it gets done? But, you know, maybe something special. If you've been out at a shore excursion, you come back and there's a nice surprise for you, right?
That's right, yeah. I have tons of butler stories, but one of my favorites is I was out all day on a shore excursion. It wasn't too exhausting, but a hike and a canoe ride and all of that. And we were running a little late, so a little anxious to get back to the ship. When I stepped into my suite, there were rose petals strewn about and a note from my butler that said, please enjoy the hot scented bath we've drawn for you. Well, the bubbles were fresh and the hot water, and there was a glass of champagne. And the thing is, I didn't even know that I needed a bubble bath, but my butler did.
Right. He knew what kind of face you'd come back with, like,
yeah.
You know, and luxury, it's not glitzy mm-hmm. and glamour and sparkly. It's not like that with Silver Sea. It's really, I call it refined elegance or laid-back elegance. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it. It's mm-hmm. just, it's for people who you really don't have to, like, need, like you said, the Rolex watches and the gold and the bling mm-hmm. and all that stuff. It's really comfort.
Yeah.
And that's what it's really about.
So let's talk also about all-inclusive. What does that mean for Silver Sea?
Okay, so it does, for generally we refer to all-inclusive as onboard amenities. So just like other cruises, all of your dining is included. You just mm-hmm. see your foods included. Service, of course, including the butler. On other cruise lines, you'll have to pay a per diem gratuity that goes to those folks that are taking good care of you. Mm-hmm. On Silver Sea, you don't have to pay extra, so that is included in the fare.
Oh, great.
Things like a glass of wine, even not just at meal times, but if you're sitting out at the pool and you want a cocktail, there is someone there instantly to bring you whatever you like, and there's no additional, you don't have to pull out your key
right.
and sign a bill and think about how much do I tip. That's all included. I joke if in 1994 we'd had Wi-Fi, it would have been included then. But it is now.
Okay.
So throughout the ship, all of our ships are Wi-Fi enabled, and that's complimentary. Now, in some of our voyages, we also include shore excursions. So typically everything on board the ship is included, but once you step off into the port, our well-traveled guests really want to do their own thing. So we don't always include tours.
Oh, okay.
But on some cruises, for example, Caribbean this year, we are including free shore excursions. On all of our expedition voyages. We talked about our expeditions last time, like in the Galapagos. Yeah. All of the tours are included in those.
Okay.
The other thing that we've added this past year is now our cruise fares include round-trip economy class air.
Wow, that's
so
great.
You really don't have to pick up a... Once you've purchased your cruise, you're done. We do offer business class upgrades for guests who'd like to do that. But the basic price includes really everything you need.
Wow. Elise, this sounds like just taking all of the worry out of planning your trip.
Well, you know, to me, I think it's great. You know, people say, oh, I want something, you know, inexpensive. But by the time they get done, with adding
the
gratuities,
right?
Adding your drinks, adding your shore excursions, you're getting maybe a mediocre product. And you're having to pay for it when you could get something that's classy, luxurious, comfortable. And it turns out to be less than the lead-in, you know, because you don't have to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about. So it's really, you have to think of what you're getting. And if you price everything out separately, you're getting such more value on Silversea.
Yeah. It's funny. This is a weird comparison to make, but it reminds me of, there's a line of kitchen tools that I really like to use, a certain brand, and they're ergonomic, and they always work really well. They think of everything. So, like, just the way you use them, these OXO, I always look for the OXO brand, right? I love them. It's kind of like that. You've thought of all these other things. You don't need to worry about anything else because you have anticipated all of the needs.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Love it.
One of the things that we talk about with luxury, you know, of course, the ships are so comfortable. I hosted Elise for lunch on the Silver Whisper earlier this year, and I remember you said that it just felt like you were coming home. There was a warm, homey, kind of intimate feeling on board. And that's all very important, but where we really shine and where we really separate ourselves from the pack, and there are other ultra-luxury cruise lines out there, but where Silversea is different is in the destinations and the variety and the breadth of the land experience that you're doing when you sail with us.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit about that. What are some exciting locales and some great experiences that you can have?
Well, I think you may remember, I always brag that we visit more destinations than any other cruise lines, almost 1,000 places around the world. We have that ability because our ships are small. So we're able to visit places where large ships cannot. Right now, this summer, about half of our fleet is in Europe. We're cruising in the Mediterranean, up in the Baltic, the British Isles. We have ships up in the Arctic. So folks who like to see polar bears are looking at those right now. As we move into the fall, some of those ships will come back to North America, and some will head over to Asia. We've got cruises out of New York and Montreal doing the, the Northeast, Canada, New England. And every itinerary is a little bit different. I think that's something that Silversea does differently. It's not a cookie cutter same itinerary that it recycles every 7 days. So you have to look carefully to find the one that you like.
Yeah,
you're not going to one and then back and then going, when you get there, you go back to the same ports.
Right.
It's all different.
Yeah, and that's why Elise can really be a help, and you can reach out to Elise and she'll help you finesse and really make sure that you're getting exactly the kind of itinerary you're looking for.
And, there are opportunities, but what you want is something unique, something that's different, where you don't have to feel uncomfortable. You can dress casually. That's another thing that's nice. People don't have to dress up, especially in our neck of the woods. You know, we like to be casual. We are not into the evening gowns and the glitz and all that. And this is very, very classy. When I did have lunch, one of the things I noticed is that people look like everyday, comfortable. Jeans, a nice little button-down shirt, nothing pretentious. at all.
Well, that was lunch, and I will say it. There is one night on a typical 7-night or 10-night cruise where we have a few of our restaurants. We have multiple restaurants on every ship, but a few restaurants are open to guests who like to get a little dressed up. You don't see tuxedos and mm-hmm. ball gowns anymore, we do ask gentlemen to wear a suit and tie on that night in select restaurants.
Nice.
But generally, it is very, very laid back.
All right, you brought up food. Let's talk a little bit about food.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I think that's another thing that when you think about luxury, what do people expect? They expect the finest, no matter where you are in the world, the fact that you're on a ship where you're taking your accommodations in your home with you, your hotel with you, that's one of the benefits is you've got incredible food. So depending on the ship, we have anywhere from 4 to 8 restaurants. On our newest ship, can I tell you about our newest ship
coming next year?
So we're really excited about this. It's about a year away. The Silver Moon will be joining the fleet. Now, we have 9 ships. So we are in a little bit of a growth spurt. The Silver Moon will be a sister ship to our most recent new ship, Silver Muse, carrying 596 guests. Now, Michelle, that's our largest ship.
Yeah, exactly.
So think about other cruise lines where they're carrying 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. 600 is the most that we have. And for those 600, those lucky 596 guests, we have 8 restaurants to choose from.
Wow.
On Silver Moon.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So they're different in, of course, the menu and the food concept, but also in the formal or informal aspect. For example, on Silver Muse and now on Silver Moon, we have a pizzeria. Our company is founded by an Italian family. So Spaccanopoli is the name of the pizzeria. It's open from 11 in the morning till 11 at night. There are 17 different kinds of pizza that you can order. So you'll never go you'll never go hungry on a Silver Sea ship. We are launching a new concept on Silver Moon, where one of those 8 restaurants will be dedicated to regional cuisine wherever we are in the world.
Cool!
Yeah, it's called the Salt Kitchen, and SALT is actually an acronym. It stands for Sea and Land Taste. So we'll have the SALT Kitchen, which is the restaurant, the SALT Bar, which is the bar, and in both of those places, the menu of whether it's a wine or spirits or the food will change based on where in the world the ship is sailing. So she'll launch in the Mediterranean in August of 2020. So I anticipate that the menu will be very focused on Italian cuisine.
Yes.
We have another restaurant that's dedicated to Italian cuisine, but this will be an opportunity to showcase visiting chefs, to tie in land experiences, maybe a market tour with the chef.
Yeah.
And then we have a third venue, again, it's brand new on Silver Moon, called the Salt Lab. So this takes the idea of a demonstration kitchen to the next level. It really is a lab. There will be cooking demonstrations and lessons. Guests will be able to go and practice making things that are on the menu. But there'll also be things like maybe when they're in Italy, a seminar on all the different kinds of noodles.
You know,
maybe when we're in Asia, there'll be an overview of different spices and how we find spices in the history and how that ties to the place we've
Wonderful.
Just visited.
This is so exciting. I love this. Are are people able to book already for August 2020?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. And her first season will be, as I said, will be in the Mediterranean. So, and then from there, she's going to be coming over to the Americas, and we'll do some Caribbean and South America.
Oh, so fun. We're talking with Laura Buckley. She's the Area Sales Director for Northern California with Silver Sea Cruises. If you're interested in what we're talking about and thinking, okay, I need to book my trip for August 2020 to be on the inaugural or one of the first sailings on this new ship, which sounds so nice, the Silver Moon, then reach out to Elise. That's the best thing to do. Send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give her a call
at 935-WISE, so 935-9493.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
We understand you want to keep your children busy and safe this summer. Idle time can lead to trouble, and so can too much time on the internet. Hi, it's Rainey with the Poly Class Foundation. Set a daily schedule for your kids that includes clear rules and a few chores mixed with fun activities. Have them check in with you at specific times each day, by phone, not text. You need to get a sense of where they are, and hearing their voices will give insight into how they're doing. And if you're not home, make sure they know which neighbors to go to if they need help. At the Poly Class Foundation, our mission every day is to help keep children safe. We rely on your vehicle donations to sustain our work. If you have a vehicle you no longer need, give us a call. We make donating easy, and you'll receive the maximum tax deduction. Call the Poly Class Foundation today at 707-769-1334 or go to polyclass.org. Thanks for your support.
Learn tips from the pros in wildlife photography July 21st at the Safari West Wildlife Seminar and Workshop with Sigma and Shutterbug Camera Shop. You'll spend 3 hours roaming the grounds, photographing the animals that call Safari West home. And lunch is included. It's the Safari West Wildlife Photography Seminar with Shutterbug Camera Shop, July 21st. Visit Shutterbug and book your spot today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. A little preparation will make your family safer in an emergency. A week's worth of food and water, radio, flashlight, batteries, and a first aid kit is a good start. To be prepared and learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO, and we are talking with Laura Buckley. She's the Area Sales Director for Northern California with Silver Sea Cruises, and you'll have a chance to learn a lot more about Silver Sea at an event that Elise is hosting on July 31st, and we're not telling you exactly where. Is it in Santa Rosa?
Yeah, we can talk about
it now.
Can we do
that
now? It's official.
Okay, all right.
We have the Wise Traveler Lounge.
Oh.
Which is doing businesses travel-wise.
Okay.
But it's located at 6575 Oakmont Drive. And to find out more about the event, it's from 6 to 7:30. Please give me a call because
okay.
We need a head count. We need to brief you a little bit on what's going on.
All right. 935-WISE. 935-WISE is the number to call. That's coming up on July 31st. And not only will you be able to learn more about Silver Sea Cruises, but there'll be a handful of other great options there as well. So we want to talk a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper with Laura on the idea of this small ship and what that means when you go to a destination on a small ship. Can you give us an example and what that's like?
Sure. And we use actually two terms. We use small, which design talks about the physical size mm-hmm. of the ship, but we also use the word intimate because that's more a measure of the onboard experience mm-hmm. and the atmosphere on board. But size is important with cruising. And again, as we said, there are so many very large ships out of there. And a lot of folks who've maybe never taken a cruise, or maybe they have, they associate cruising with very large ships. Well, our smallest ship carries 100. Our largest ship, as we just talked about, carries 600. And our average is about 380, right in the middle. So what that means is that we're able to, with smaller ships, we're able to access ports and destinations around the world that large ships just cannot.
Right.
So we have a photo on in our brochures and on our website that really kind of speaks to it. It's a picture of our Silver Wind. She carries 290 guests sailing under the Tower Bridge. So when you're visiting London,
wow.
that's an icon, right?
Yeah.
You picture London and you say, I want to see the Tower Bridge. But most cruise ships are too large to actually sail up the Thames into London, and they have to dock out in Southampton, mm-hmm. which is about an hour and a half train ride away. Instead, we're able to bring the ship under the Tower Bridge. We dock up right next to the HMS Belfast, and our guests are already starting to enjoy their vacation before they even step off the ship.
And the sight of that, can you imagine being on board
incredible.
As you sail towards the Tower Bridge.
Yeah. You know, and it's also in other places that you wouldn't think of, like Sorrento in Italy. Now, a lot of cruise lines have, we'll call in Naples, which is a pretty big industrial port, and then everyone gets on a bus, and there might be three or four ships in town that day. You're talking 10,000 people getting on buses to go to Pompeii and then to come to Sorrento. And then they get off the bus. They have an hour and a half to scurry around. The place is wall-to-wall. You can't even see the cobblestones on the streets because there's so many people there. Well, on Silversea, we actually anchor in the little harbor at Sorrento, and our guests are able to take a tender boat. 10 minutes time, they're in the center of town, and they have the whole place to themselves.
Right.
They're not competing with all those people.
That's exactly
it's a very
right.
different experience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's worth it, Elise. I mean, totally. That's exactly why.
It's about experiencing the destination, not about just traveling to the destination, having an hour and a half. You're actually spending time and quality time in the destination.
Exactly. Tell us a little bit about the Caribbean.
Well, Caribbean's a great example of how our itineraries are different because we have some small, intimate ships. So where the standard Eastern Caribbean itinerary, for example, might go to San Juan and St. Thomas and St. Martin, they're big ships. They have very big ports to accommodate the crowds. We instead go a little bit off the beaten path and go into these beautiful islands where the people are so welcoming. And again, if you're on a ship with 400 or 600 people, they welcome us in and we disappear. So places like Bequi in the Southern Caribbean and Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, we have several cruises that either begin or end in Bridgetown, Barbados. It's a beautiful island that most people don't even know about because it's a little too far away from the Florida, you know, main ports. We're in the Caribbean. We've got two or three ships sailing in the Caribbean this winter, beginning in about November, and we're there through the end of March. We've got a few sailings that we've selected for this fall where we are offering a special right now. Can I tell you about that?
Yes, please.
So the experience is already all-inclusive. So the price, in fact, I made some notes here. we have, for example, a cruise 7 days, San Juan round trip on our Silver Wind. The prices start at $3,700 per person. That includes all of your onboard amenities that we talked about, also includes shore excursions in every destination.
Oh, wow.
And round trip economy class air and transfers to and from the ship. But it gets better than that. It's $3,700 for the first guest, but the second guest will pay only 50%,
$1,850.
This is a short-term special. This is a select savings going through now through August 9th. So guests have to, your clients have to book and pay in full by August 9th to get on one of these November, December sailings and save all that money. It's why stay home, right?
Yeah.
You think about it on a per day basis with all that you're getting in this very spacious 380 square foot suite with a butler. You can't stay home for that.
No. And that's perfect timing, too, right? Get away from crummy weather here and go and hang out in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Now, we also have some, we still have some space on these sailings that we consider them to be last minute. They're still 6 months away, but we have a few spots on various voyages between now and the end of the year where we're offering a last minute savings where guests will receive $1,000 shipboard credit. They can use that towards things like, not just in the Caribbean, but other destinations, can use that towards spa experiences on board, upgraded shore experiences, and they'll get a one-category upgrade. What that means is they pay the price of the category suite one below.
Okay.
So they get a better room. It's an extra savings.
Nice.
We have several voyages that are considered last minute through November, December, but we also have availability still on our holiday sailings.
Oh, great.
So if somebody wants to get away over the Christmas and New Year timeframe, it is not too late. And I looked to check availability to see which ones we had space on. We've got a little bit of space on our Antarctica cruise.
Wow.
So that would be a really fun way to spend the holidays. But we've got several Caribbean voyages. We've got on December 21st, a 14-day sailing from Hong Kong to Singapore on the Silver Spirit. It is all inclusive, including a hotel and transfers and the airfare. And that's starting at $8,400. I have one more here. Australia, New Zealand. It's Auckland to Sydney, 14 days, $9,900. And that includes the air and hotel as well. So
air alone is already unbelievable there. Exactly. If you've been checking airfare alone. Right. But to get a product where you don't have to really buy anything else except maybe a souvenir.
Right. You said that was 14 days? That one
Australia, New Zealand?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So it's Christmas and New Year's.
I love it. So many different ways to enjoy the holidays, to have fun.
And then even for solo travelers, exactly. There's some special solo traveler rates right now. Many voyages have reduced single supplements. So if you don't want to travel by your own or whatever it is, please contact us. We're here to direct you and help you and to make sure it's the right cruise for you and the right experience.
Right.
To meet your needs.
And Elise, you have this connection being a virtuoso agent, so that you really have above and beyond what you can do for people.
Well, we know what's out there. We know the different ships. We know the different cruise lines. We know what the best value is. And we work with our partners because we want you to come back to us. We want you to have the experience of a lifetime and say, oh, my God, you were so right that we did this.
Yeah.
And you come back. We don't want you to be unhappy. We want you to have the best experience of a lifetime. And when you travel with Silversea, which is one of probably my top favorite cruise lines, you're going to get value. You're going to get a bang for your buck, and you're going to say, why didn't I do this sooner?
Exactly. So don't put it off. Book your trip today. Take advantage of some of these amazing specials. Talk with Elise. Call her 935-WISE.
Right. And come to our event on July 31st, 6 p.m. to 7:30. If you need the address, send me an email, ksro@travelwise.net or 935-9493. There will be specials there. I will offer something special if you book within the first week of that event.
All right. Well, this has been so much fun. Thank you, Laura.
My pleasure. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Laura's with Silversea Cruises, and this is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.